Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Girl. And this week, I'm here, guys. I am so excited to be recording this week.
Amaya is finally back. I'm not going to lie, I was very uncomfortable recording by myself last week.
Oh my god. I'm not surprised. I knew she was probably going to be nervous, but guys, she ended up doing a really, really good job, so kudos to you, and I'm proud of you. The episode was amazing. If you haven't listened, I definitely think you should go listen.
Yeah, go listen. I got to interview the wonderful Kenzie Elizabeth. She's a queen. And we love her. And she's always welcome back.
Yeah. Hopefully next time I'll be able to interview Kenzie. But you guys have me, and me and Paige will be back better than ever. And I probably won't be going anywhere soon. So.
Well, let's do personal problems now.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Okay. Since I was alone last week, you have to go first.
Okay. Oh my god. I would say my personal problem for this week has to be school just starting in general, and teachers have been assigning me so much work. I'm just like, oh my god, like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's only the second week and we've been assigned so many assignments. It's insane. Like, I'm already behind and it's the second week. I mean, I'm turning in my work on time and stuff, but you know, I've been starting one at like 9 p.m. and having to turn it in by 11:59 p.m. So, yeah, if you know where I'm heading. But school sucks, and I've been tired and stressed out from school. So that's definitely my personal problem for the week.
My personal problem is Netflix. I started Criminal Minds a few months ago. There's 15 seasons, okay? There are only 12 of the 15 seasons on Netflix. The other 3 seasons are only available on Amazon for $33 each. I'm not about to drop $100 to finish this show. I love it, but I don't have that kind of money, and I'm very mad at Netflix. Why can't they just put... If you're going to put a show on Netflix, you got to put the whole show. You can't take chunks of it. If the show's already done, you know what I mean? If the show is done, you got to put all of it on there. You can't leave us hanging.
Yeah, I 100% agree to that. But I think everyone can definitely relate to that 100%.
Speaking of Netflix, did you start the new show I told you to watch?
Yeah, totally. You know, I totally watched it. No, I did not get a chance to. One of my friends called last night and we stayed on the phone till like 11. So I did not get a chance to watch it. I honestly have not got a chance to like watch any shows. Because usually like I watch Pretty Little Liars like pretty often, because I'm rewatching it for like the 50th time. And I haven't even been able to finish it, so I honestly have no time to do anything, but I will get around to it, and I will try to watch it, hopefully.
Because you also haven't watched New Girl, and you said that you would watch it.
See, yeah, like I said, when I get time, I'm going to have to watch it, because I have to finish
it. You would have time if you just did your homework when you were supposed to do it.
Okay, I do it when it's supposed to do it, and not only that, it's easy, so it's like I know it, so it's not like,
oh my god, this is awesome. Then just get it done. Don't procrastinate. There's no point in procrastinating.
Well, when I get out of school, I'm tired, so I just go to sleep, then I wake up, and usually I work on the podcast a little bit, and then I'll just work on whatever needs to be done. But we'll get around to it. I watched a little bit of it, New Girl. I probably watched like 5 minutes, maybe 10, and it's good. I mean,
you know what else you ditched me on and lied about? When the WAP music video came out, we were supposed to watch it together. But no, you were asleep, and so I had to watch it by myself, and I'm scarred.
First of all,
no,
don't pin this episode and make me look like the bad person.
We had plans to watch it together.
Yeah, we did. And see, you probably weren't, I don't know what happened. You probably were boring me, so I fell asleep. But guys, this is what happens on a daily basis.
I bore you so you go to sleep?
Well, you probably, I don't know. I don't even remember why I fell asleep. I don't know. I don't know why I fell asleep, guys. Okay, can we just stop talking about how horrible of a person I am and just move on to the segment?
I'm not over it.
Well, I mean, you did fine by yourself. You got a little, I don't know. I mean,
we were supposed to watch it together because we listened to Girls in the Hood together. We were supposed to listen and react to the WAP music video together, and you ruined that whole experience.
Well, see.
Nope.
I fell asleep, okay? That's a prime excuse. And I don't even remember why I fell asleep, to be honest. I'll have to go back and check our messages and see why.
Why do you need an excuse at all? Just don't make excuses. Just admit that you were in the wrong in the situation.
Guy, can we just move on, please? No, oh, my God.
No.
You know what, guys?
Speaking of the music video. No. What did you think of it? Because I'm just lost. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, when I posted on the story, my reaction, it was very small. It was nothing serious. Okay, so I'm going to have to say my reaction. I mean, whoa. wow. Those are the exact words, literally, that were going into my head when I saw the music video. I mean, it's a good video. I heard they worked pretty hard on it. Love the girls. Do I want to hear that song ever again? No. Do I want to watch the video ever again? No. But, I mean, it's a good video, but it's something I'll be listening to. And, I mean, it gives me Trina vibes. 100%, but my reaction was whoa to it, so whoa.
My reaction was, what the heck did I just watch? That's how I felt the entire video because, you know, I know Cardi, we talked about this on another podcast we were on, but I was just, I know Cardi's a little crazy. I get it. But I wasn't expecting it to be as extreme as it was. I figured Megan would kind of take the reins in the situation. Clearly, yeah. I was wrong. Cardi was definitely in the lead of the music video production, especially with the outfits and the lyrics. The only reason I know any of the words is from TikTok, from the dances. And those words are still kind of shocking to me. I just don't really understand how people come up with that. Yeah. I'm like proud of them. They're gonna make lots of money.
I think
so
they're like
good for them, but
yeah,
I'm just, it's not for me.
Yeah, I 100% agree, you know, but only way I think I've listened to that song is because of TikTok. And
I just said.
Yeah. But there's a dance. Well, everyone knows there's a dance. I mean, if you don't, what are you doing with life? But that was probably the only time I listened to the full song again after the music video. Because, guys, I was going to do the dance.
You don't know how to dance, so that would not have been
good. Shut up!
You don't. Guys, I've seen your TikToks, and they're really not great. I'm not saying I'm a great dancer or anything. I'm just saying I've seen them, and you need a little help. You look like a robot.
Okay, anyways, I was going to do the dance, guys, but we all know I have no type of hips, no ass, no nothing, so it would have been real, it would have been some, and I probably would have been in the hospital, who knows.
Yeah, I would probably fall and break my ankle or something if I tried to do it.
You know, guys, if this episode gets 100 plays, it probably won't, but if it does, I'll do it and post it on the girl page.
I'll do it if it gets 100.
So, share this with your friends if you want to see me and Paige do that dance. Hey, y'all. I'm going to tell you guys about this new podcast that I found, and I love. I know I live in Georgia, but y'all, it's still a good podcast. And someday I do want to maybe move to Ohio, so at least I know a little bit about it. I'm going to tell you guys about this podcast called Toledo Talks. Toledo Talks is a news commentary podcast covering news and events centering Ohio. With so much going on every day, the news can feel very overwhelming and confusing. Twice a week, host Laura Dirks breaks down the most important stories of the day, discusses the impacts on Ohioans, and how the news relates to your everyday life. Follow Toledo Talks on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Toledo Talks, and download and subscribe on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So, Paige, you want to hear a story?
Sure.
I really want to listen to the podcast. So, I had this friend back in sixth grade, and I thought she was such a kind person, and she was in my class, you know, started talking, and we became best friends. And,
Name drop.
Her name is Bleep. yeah, so we were friends, good friends and stuff like that. We were really close. We did a Bleep. And her mom was so kind, you know. Her mom would drop me off, because I live on the other side of town. And, like, they lived in the same town of my school. So, like, it was really nice of her mom. So, her mom, like, take me home and stuff like that. And Bella also came to my house, like, maybe the second month of school. She came over for a sleepover, too. Yeah, see, that's where it gets horrible. Because, first off, I barely knew the girl. And I invite her over for a sleepover. Oh, I'm such a horrible person. Anyways, so, fast forward towards November, December, I want to say. I'm truly positive it was November.
Of last year?
So, this was, when was I in sixth grade? 2017. So, I wanted to go to her house. Meanwhile, I did not know her house was filled with rats and ants.
Ew, oh my ants? God.
Yes, and she had rats. Like, oh my God. It was psycho. The girl, oh my God. So I told her, like, she was like, hey, you should come to my house. Okay, so she calls her mom to make sure it's okay, right? Mm-hmm. So I call my mom. I'm like, hey, mom, I'm going to Bella after school. And turns out, I go to Bella's car. We're after school, of course. And I get in the car, and her stepdad picks us up. And her stepdad goes, oh, Amaya's coming with you? Call your mom to make sure it's okay. So I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You told me that your mom was okay with this. Why doesn't your mom know? Because I'm going to get in trouble. This is ridiculous. And then my bus already left. So there's no, it's either I'm going home with you or your stepdad is going to take me home. And she called her mom, and her mom literally cussed her out. And was like, bleep, bring Amaya over. And she was like, the house isn't even clean. I was like, no worries. You know, just being a generous person and not being a little bleep. So I went over there. Oh my, guys, there are ants all, like, running across her bed. The house had dishes, like, down the counter. Oh, it was so gross. And a tree fell on her roof. So there was, like, an opening in her roof. I don't know how to explain it. It was really bad.
And they weren't embarrassed about how their house looked?
Probably not.
I would have been. Jeez. Oh, don't mind the giant hole in our roof. Don't mind the ants.
And so, fast forward after that, the photography club situation. Oh, no. So, I was about to go on a cruise. And the day before, she texted me and was like, oh, I don't want to be your friend. You never text me back fast enough. This, that, and fourth. And I'm like, I didn't know I was required to text you back super fast. So basically, she ended our friendship. And then when I got off the cruise, she texted me back. And was like, am I want to be friends? And I was like, okay, being the loyal person I am. And this is when it got really heated. We had a photography club thingy. And it was a project. And not only that, our ELA teacher was white, and she failed every black kid in the school. I just want everyone to know that this T1 teacher failed every black student. So I was forced to, like, do good in her class last week. And the photography club had a freaking project. And I was like, hey, I'm not doing this project at all. Like, I know I'm involved in this club, but I cannot do it. Unless it's a slideshow, but I can't go and get spray paint and paint this project and do all this huge stuff for it. I can do a PowerPoint and that's it. And she's like, oh, no, you need to do this. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, my grades are more important. I need to, like, I can't do this. Like, it's either I do a slide point or you just leave me the F alone and let me do this. And she goes, no, you are so irresponsible. You are this, that, and forth. And I'm like, dude, first of all, I'm sorry that I care about my grades. So I tell my mom, my mom's like, do not talk to her for tonight. And I go to school the next day. She lies on me and say I'm bullying her. And I get a message from her mom. Her mom texts me. And I think I still have the screenshot to this day. Okay, yes, this is what her mom goes. She goes, Amaya, stop with the drama, stop causing problems at school, and stop trying to turn everyone against Bella. She's doing the right thing by following through something both of you started. You chose to give up on photography club because you just decided it wasn't worth your time. Well, it's worth to us. You are in the wrong here, not her. Miss Beeb and Bleeve will be hearing about this. So I'm pissed at that point. I'm like, I'm sorry that my grades are more important than worrying about this club that wasn't even doing well. We only had like 3 people. It was dumb, no way. So it was just so stupid. So I told my mom. My mom is going at it with her mom. And my mom's like, you know what? That's it. You guys are no longer friends. Believe her. If she talks to you, you call me. And it was such a huge thing. And she was a fake friend now that I'm thinking about it. She also started liking the same guy I liked, which I'm not the type to argue over that, but I was so pissed. And yeah. Believe. Think that this, you're a fake ass. Believe. You want to know. Okay.
I don't know. Friends are stupid. I don't really like people at all.
Yeah, you know, friends are just, honestly, just a title. It's not.
Honestly,
you know,
I'm going to just say it because no one else is. You don't really need anybody but yourself.
You need one person, okay? Because, see, what people cannot hold stuff into themselves too long. At least you just need one person. Like,
I don't really think that you do.
But
you
should always
have your family. I'm saying, like, you don't really need friends or, like, a significant other to thrive. Like, as long as you are just vibing, then you're just vibing. Like, you can't focus on other people if you aren't happy and 100% there.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of girls need to hear that. Yeah, guys, friends are dumb, especially sometimes, like,
especially when you're young, and the people you're friends with in elementary school, you're not gonna be friends with in middle school. Middle school friends, you're not gonna be friends in high school, and so on.
Well, I still talk to some of us. We still talk.
Yeah, but after...
But that's also because I went to a small school, too,
yeah,
so
if you go to a big school, and if you move around, like, you're not gonna be friends with them, and also, like, you're all gonna grow apart, and that's fine. There's no need to, like, force yourself. You need to force yourselves to, like, be friends with them, because you, like, at some point you guys aren't gonna have anything in common other than you guys went to the same elementary school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And something I feel like happens a lot is sometimes you will meet up someone and you guys just become the best of friends, and you guys FaceTime every day, and you get attached, and then you guys just lose a connection. That's totally fine. You know, don't stress yourself over it. Do not cry over it. Because in the end, there will be better people and new people. Because I went through the same thing. I was so best friends with this person. She ended up just changing on me. Didn't talk to me. And we barely talked to this day. So, yeah, like Paige said earlier, you don't need friends. Or not even that. Just stick with one friend. Friends,
yeah, you don't need a big
go.
Group. If you're going to have friends, just have, like, a small little group. Make sure it's an even number, because if it's an odd number, someone's going to get left out, and it's most likely going to be you. So, just saying.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Kind of related, but kind of unrelated. It's more unrelated than related. But I was thinking, you know how everyone's like, oh, do you believe in soulmates?
Oh, yeah, totally. Who doesn't?
I think there are soulmates for everyone, but I think sometimes your soulmate might just be a friend and not, like, a lover or a romantic partner.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. I believe in that 100%. Yeah, true.
Because, like, I think you can click really well with someone as a friend, and that can be, like, your person, you know, like Meredith and Christina.
My favorite.
And lucky enough, Meredith also had Derek, our king. But not everyone is going to have, you know, a partner and a friend. Sometimes your soulmate might just be a friend, and that's okay. Sometimes you might have more than one soulmate. You never know.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait till I find my person, honestly. So I can have a Christina Meredith friendship. That'd be so fun. Hey, guys, if you're listening, I'm looking for new friends. Just kidding. I'm fine with the ones I have.
I'm actually tempted to buy the psychic reading drawing thing of my future husband on Etsy. Because I want to know what he's going to look like.
Wait, they have those?
Yes, but I don't know if they're real because now they're like a popular thing. So I feel like some people might just be getting them to get them.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's dope. I really want to do one of those live readings, like, where they...
No, I want to know what my future husband's going to look like so I can be on the prowl for him, not waste any time.
Yeah, I mean, but you shouldn't have to change yourself to... be
I didn't say I was gonna change.
No, I'm just saying
I said I want to find him.
Well, yeah, since you better
I'm gonna
go
look him
ahead.
Up on reverse Google image.
Yeah.
So I don't waste my time with Tinder boy anymore. Stupid idiot.
Oh my god. Yeah. So there's a show on Netflix. And it's called Wanted. It's one of my favorite shows. And they don't have a season 4. May have not cried about it. But.
Wait, like they don't have the season 4? Or like it doesn't exist?
Well, it does
exist.
Like
they don't have it on there?
They don't have
like
it on there.
Exactly. They don't have a lot of them on there. Like The Walking Dead. Also can't finish that because the rest of the seasons aren't on there. I'm finishing Supernatural. Pretty sure I'm not going to be able to finish that because the rest of the last season isn't on there. So they're just screwing everything up.
Right? And not only that, Hulu. Oh, my. I hate Hulu with all my heart. I canceled my whole subscription. So I want to watch Dance Moms because, oh my God, I love that show, especially when I am just.
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, Dance Moms is?
Pretty sure.
Since when? Okay. But yeah, Hulu had like 4 seasons, it wasn't even the right order. It was, like, season 2, 3, and then it was, like, 7 and 6. I was like, what the, like, who does this? But, yeah, I really wish people will stop, well, like, Netflix and show platforms like that will stop doing that. Because I would very like to watch my show without having to pay millions of dollars on another platform just to watch these seasons.
There needs to just be one platform where we can just have every freaking show ever in existence. Like... there don't need to be 5 or 6 different platforms, so we're having to pay all these different subscriptions. Obviously, that's the point, but I hope someday Netflix or Hulu or Amazon just buys all of them, and then we can all just have everything, everything from Disney, everything from Nickelodeon, everything from CW, all those shows, all in one place, so we're not having to go to a bunch of different places to watch our shows.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Our lives are so hard, Amaya. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're so difficult.
It's hard now. Ugh. Yeah. And then, oh my god, Netflix took off Clueless. I'm like, what's the point of bringing it back on and taking it right off like 2 months after?
Yeah, they put it on there for like a month. Yeah, but I think it, actually, I don't know where it is, but they did take off. I don't remember the name of the movie, but it was like one of my favorite movies ever. So that was sad.
Yeah, and they took all 13 going on 30. Like, Netflix, just keep all your movies. Like, don't take them off. It's so annoying. Like, oh my god. I was looking for it one day.
I think.
For it, but.
I think the main reason they take stuff off is because the original company that made it, like, wants, like buys it from them so they can strictly have it on their streaming service. But I think that that's so rude because just let us have it. Netflix has enough money. They can pay you to keep it on there.
Right.
We pay enough money every month.
Exactly. And Netflix is big, so heck yeah, you guys have tons of money to fund that, fund it. So, yeah. Ugh. You know what, Netflix, screw you. But I love you, though.
I'm tired.
Me too. I was knocked out before we filmed this episode, so my voice sounds like really crappy.
All right, well, I think that's it for today. Just a quick, short little episode for you guys. Let's throw y'all some vibes. Let's see what's going on. It's almost September. It is almost September. My birthday's coming up. Shut up. It's almost September. You guys are going to kill it. It's almost fall. Like when October 1st is like fall. I think that's when everyone can say it's fall, which means it's almost Halloween, which means it's almost Christmas, which means it's almost 2021, which means that 2020 will be over and hopefully the worst year of our lives will just leave and be gone and in the past.
I'm just excited for Christmas.
I know, you love Christmas. Anyways, your vibes, you're going to do great this week. You're going to kill it. I know I say that every week, but I have no doubt that you are killing it. Get yourself some coffee. Get yourself a nice little treat. Treat yourself because you deserve it. Follow your dreams. Venmo. Manifest everything that you want. And go get what you want. Don't wait for it to come to you. Go get it. Don't sit around waiting for someone's attention. Go get it from someone else if they ain't giving it to you. Because you're worth more than that. And I'm just going to say it right there. You are worth more than the lack of attention you're getting. So go get it. Go get whatever you want.
Yep.
Drink your iced coffee and kick some butt this week. All right, guys. Yep. We love you and we will see you Monday. You didn't like that?
Oh. Well, yeah. You guys better kill it. No doubt you are. And Amaya will see you guys next week.
Mwah. Bye.
Bye.